Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 78 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free, F-R-E-E, my favorite four-letter word, free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is in tribute to the goddess Nike. I'm just going to get right into it because I have a lot to say today. It's in tribute to the goddess Nike and the modern day marketing campaign she has weirdly but fittingly inspired. I'm sure you all know about Nike, the shoe company, the athletic company. I think they started with shoes. And their Just Do It campaign. In this episode, it's already buzzing with the magic of synchronicity because, first of all, I really did not want to just do it this morning. I didn't want to do this show. I didn't want to do my workout. And I didn't want to do my day. I was dragging my butt around after a long weekend of mild, very mild, debauchery and mostly just laziness. So I had to reach deep into my bag of tricks to get myself up and going this morning. And those are the moments like that, that I am so happy that I have certain systems in place, which I will talk a little bit about later. But the short story is, I made myself a protein-rich breakfast. Protein is big for me. And then I strapped myself into my magical running shoes. I don't know if any of you remember the video that I did way back in, 2012, I think, about my magical running shoes. At any rate, those shoes actually happen to be Nikes. They're Nike free, I think. And I only wear them to work out, which is part of their magic. Since I only wear them to work out, when I, put them on my feet, my brain gets the message that, yo, it's moving time. And yes, I did move this morning. I moved all around my neighborhood and went for what turned out to be a very good run. So sometimes you just have to manipulate yourself a little bit like that and to get yourself doing what it is you really need to do but don't want to do. There's a saying that I can't quite remember exactly how it goes, but it's a famous quote, something about how if you wait for moods before you actually do something, if you wait to be in the mood, you'll never get anything done. And that is so true. I see that happening all around me. And it used to be a really big problem in my life. I'm not in the mood to do things, but I've learned how to leverage, my desires and goals into getting myself up and moving, like I did this morning with the magical running shoes. And then the other fun bit of synchronicity around today's show is that my friend Lenora and fellow September baby, it's my birthday month, yay! Anyway, my friend Lenora Henson is also going to be talking about Nike this month, along with two other goddesses in the current edition of her program, Psyche Circle. So that's a cool coincidence or synchronicity. And she's definitely going to be taking a more mythological, I can't even say it, much less teach it. She's going to be taking a more mythology-based approach than I am here today, because I'm just not that big on ancient mythology, really, except to note how it plays out in today's modern myths and the way that we're still presenting these common archetypes in pop culture today. I'm more of a pop culture kind of girl, and that's just how I roll. So, I don't know, that's changing, I have to say. My friends Lenora and Dawn have greatly influenced me, and I've gone out seeking information about goddesses and mythology, but I'm still learning, and it's an interesting journey. So, for example, Nike. Nike, the athletic company, was actually named after the Greek goddess Nike, which is the goddess of victory. And really fitting for an athletic brand, don't you think? And this goddess actually, she doesn't have a whole lot of story behind her. She doesn't have, like, a big mythology, really. We know who her parents and siblings are. We know that she was usually depicted as having wings and sometimes for driving a chariot and for carrying a laurel wreath, which was to be placed upon the heads of victorious warriors after battle. And what else do we know? Oh, we know that she was thought to have been immortalized in the statue of Athena that stood at, is it the Parthenon? See, I told you I need to brush up on my mythology. Is it the Parthenon that was devoted to Athena? Why is this all of a sudden, like, throwing me for a loop? Oh, dear. Well, you all know about mythology. Like, the witchy community specializes in that, so you can leave me messages. That's not the Parthenon! But anyway, this statue of Athena, they believe, I think it didn't survive to this day, but they believe that Athena was holding in her outstretched hand a small statue of Nike, a quite Tinkerbell-like depiction of Nike, you know, with her wings, and Athena was holding out her hand, and Nike was standing there victorious and winged. And I've been really interested in Athena this year, despite saying that I don't much work with goddesses or dig on mythology. So that's actually how I came to know Nike in the first place. There's just something about Athena that really speaks to me, and I relate to her in a lot of ways, which I'll actually be writing about in more detail later this month for the Goddess Diaries. So I will save all that for later, except to say that Athena, that the Athena-Nike connection, it makes a lot of sense to me, seeing as Athena was a goddess of war and strategy, and Nike was a goddess of victory, who actually, like I just mentioned, rewarded the victors with a laurel wreath crown. And the way I feel this connects into most of our modern-day lives is that the kind of war that most of us are engaged in these days, unless we are soldiers, your average person is typically engaged with a kind of war with themselves. We're engaged with the war with ourselves and our environments. And we're usually the greatest thing standing in our way, even when it comes to magic. I believe that successful magic has so much to do with belief and self-esteem. You have to feel worthy of the life or the things you're asking for, or you will either push them away, even as you're trying to call them in to yourself, or you'll find a way to sabotage them once they arrive. Which is why I so enjoy a psycho-spiritual approach to magic. There is very much a psychological component at play, and I also feel strongly about there being a physical, active component, because, you know, I'm all about meeting the universe halfway and making your life strong by taking daily actions, showing up for your life again and again, because this builds your self-esteem. It builds your belief in yourself and your ability, as well as your right to have and your right to deserve. And the way that I can imagine that Nike might come into play with that is she rewarded the victors. She celebrated the victory. And by in taking action, you are just getting reward in taking that action. But you can also, this is something that I'm going to be presenting in the next module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, you can reward yourself. You can give yourself the figurative laurel crown of victory at every single step in the road, not just, I think we're better, it's hard for people to commit to something when the reward is long-term, when it's something that's going to happen way far, far, far off in the future. Some people are really driven that way and they can make it happen, but most of us need to have little rewards along the way that keep us going and keep it fun. So for me, that's kind of how I think of Nike and how she works with Athena, who's all about strategy and maybe that war that you're in with yourself. I hope you know what I mean. I didn't really go into much detail about the war you're in with yourself. There's a book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. That would be really cool to check out if that's something you struggle with. He actually calls the opposition the resistance, and he talks about how you know, all of what I'm talking about here today, how to leverage your feelings and go to war with the resistance and come out victorious. And as I said, this is largely, not entirely, but largely what the next module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel is going to be all about. And this episode is kind of like a brief overview of what the autumn equinox is going to be about for that, making your life strong. And that is what I was talking about at the top of the show when I mentioned having systems in place. It pays to have a neat little bag of tricks. Reliable tricks, for lack of a better word, that you can pull out when you don't feel like doing something. It might be an inspiring photo or vision board that gets you going. It might be a meaningful quote or a song that you can turn on and play. I love Foxy Shazam's "We Are Unstoppable and We Won't Be Defeated." You have to go look that up on YouTube. See, it gets me going. I just, like, am being a dork and sort of kind of singing it for you, and it, like, gets me all jacked up. So that's one of my tricks. But a song that consistently gets you in the mood. It could be a pair of magical running shoes or a promised reward that you give yourself once you have completed the dreaded task or whatever it is that you're resisting. And sometimes it's just about showing up. Sometimes showing up is enough. Sometimes just telling yourself that all you have to do is drive to the gym and swipe your membership card at the front desk is enough to get you into your next workout. Because, hey, you're dressed and there already and people are looking, so you might as well work out. Or setting a timer for 20 minutes and telling yourself that you won't. God, that song got me jacked up. In my own mind, I'm like, I hear my voice like, woo, I'm a little bit louder than I was a couple minutes ago. Anyway, you can set a timer for 20 minutes. I love my egg timer. And then tell yourself that you only have to spend 20 minutes working on that report. And then that can be enough to get you to the point. If you're just like, fine, 20 minutes, that's not much. I can spend 20 minutes of my life working on that report. It could be enough to get you to the point where when the buzzer rings at the 20-minute mark, you've already got enough momentum going, so you just sit there and finish the darn thing. So sometimes showing up is enough. Anthony Robbins, there he is again. I need a funny sound effect for every time I mention his name. I knew he was a huge influence on my life. But I had no idea to what extent until I really got into doing this show and found myself mentioning his name a bajillion times. I feel like I need to hit a gong or something every time I say it now. But the great and wise Tony is really great at teaching you how to get leverage on yourself so that you actually do what it is you say you're going to do. And his main method for this, which I already talked about a few episodes back in the Pleasure Principle episode, you can go look that up if you haven't listened to it yet, it's changing what you link pain and pleasure to. So in a nutshell, that is about switching what you link pain and pleasure to so in order to motivate yourself to take the actions that you know you need to take. For me, a question that I like, a question that I like to ask myself that often leads to me taking the right action, so to speak. This is a way that I have found, you know, to switch around what I link pain and pleasure to is, do I want to trade what I want most for what I want now? And then I envision, you know, those buns of steel or being able to afford to hire my first assistant or having a close relationship with my son. And then I'm off and running. That works really, really well for me. And it's, you know, it's a little bit different for everybody, and you have to find what works for you. And you don't have to, you know, make it a whole shame-based thing where you're beating up on yourself. You don't have to be super intense. You can just see it as a game, and you're probably going to have a lot more success if you see it as a game and you're just playing and you're just, you know, messing around and seeing what works for you and not being so hard on yourself. Because why? Life is too short to torture yourself, to spend it, you know, torturing yourself over silly things. But so please, you know I get, like, really intense, and my tone can get a little aggressive when I get excited about this stuff, but it doesn't just apply to, you know, the buns of steel or making a pile of money or, you know, things like that. It applies to all areas of life, and it's best applied with a gentle touch and a sense of humor. But it applies to everything, meditating. I mean, how many of you out there have told yourself, I am going to start a meditation routine, and then whatever, how many days in, it's like, yeah, forget about it. or getting enough rest. Like, for some reason, we know we're supposed to get, I mean, the number varies depending on the article. You know, 6 is the least amount I've seen, but let's all just say we know we're supposed to get somewhere around 8 hours of sleep, and many of us don't. And sleeping is a very pleasurable thing, so that's odd when you think about it. But meditating, getting enough rest, making nourishing food choices, choices that are going to make your life strong, all manner of self-care. This all falls under this umbrella of making your life strong and this sort of like war within that we have going on in our ability to just do it. It's about the choices you make and developing your willpower, which fittingly is what the Chariot card in the tarot is all about. And I say fittingly because, like I mentioned, Nike actually was often depicted riding a chariot. So that's why that popped into my head just now. And the chariot has a lot to do, the chariot card has a lot to do with taking the reins of our own lives and consciously guiding our deeper impulses and desires in a way that builds a healthy ego and, I'm going to say it again, makes our lives strong. It's about making conscious choices rather than letting subconscious fears and funky, misguided desires choose for us. And I would say, I would argue that funky, misguided desires are actually cleverly disguised fears. I was just listening to Eben Pagan recently talk about, I don't even remember what the subject of the show was. It was a podcast I was listening to, but he was talking about choose or die and how most people would rather, or change or die, excuse me, change or die and how most people would rather die than change. And the example he gave was doctors, you know, telling their patients, you have to stop smoking or you are going to die. You have to stop eating this way or you are going to die. You have to start exercising, you're going to die, or whatever the thing is. And almost everyone, almost all of the people choose to die instead of changing, which is amazing when you think about it. And this is something that I see all the time with coaching clients and the participants in the Sad to Sexy program. You know, those programs and the coaching I do, it's designed to create change and to guide people and help people make changes in their lives. But change is hard for most people, and so most people don't do it. And this is in no way in an indictment of their character, because it's a pretty universal thing. Which is why there are a ton of books and programs and seminars and podcasts like this one for how to create change in your life, because most of us can't just do it. Just do it. I know you have heard that slogan a bajillion times before, and Nike has actually, they've taken that just to do it slogan and really taken it up a bunch of notches, and now obviously I'm talking about the athletic company and not the goddess. They do these really cool images. I like the ones with women, obviously, because I'm a woman. They have one that says, strong is the new beautiful. Yesterday you said tomorrow, just do it. It doesn't get easier, you just get better. Make every step count. Very inspiring stuff. And then they just did a make yourself campaign recently. So I used one of those images on Facebook today to promote the show. Sorry, Nike. I hope that's not some infringement on your fringe. But they have one that says, I'm making myself proud. They have one that says, I'm making myself extraordinary. They have one that says, I'm making myself strong. Yeah, can you just make yourself, I don't know if you can just make yourself, maybe, you know, you could make yourself a Pinterest board of Nike campaigns, and look at that when you don't want to work out. I actually have a Pinterest board that I find very motivating, and I have this picture of this muscly girl on my desktop that I look at. Holy cow, she's like packed with beautiful curvy muscle, and I wrote on it, like I made my own little meme. It says, the question that I was talking about, you know, do you want to, what the hell, gosh, now I can't even think of it. Here, I can look at it because it's on my desktop. Do not give up what you want most for what you want now. So the question I ask is, do you want to give up what you want most for what you want now? Hell no. And then I picture those buns of steel, and then I go work out. And say what you will about Nike's corporate practices, I'm sure that they are not great on the people who are actually making those shoes and outfits and accessories, but the campaign itself, just the campaign, is very powerful. And this is one amazing example of why I am so fascinated by marketing, which is a very tricky world that can be used for the good of all or the bad. It's, you know, what is it? With great power comes great responsibility. Marketing is very, very powerful. And the way that these big corporations manipulate our emotions in order to get us to part with our dollars, it's spectacularly evil, for lack of a better word. Amazing. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. Part of me is appalled and part of me is impressed. But we can actually do this to ourselves just as easily. You can do this for yourself in a way that makes your life strong and has you showing up for yourself and your own dream, your own vision of a kick-ass life again and again and again until that dream is a reality. And that, to me, is what putting the K in magic is all about. Kicking ass, living the dream. The dream is a reality and not some vague, out there, one day fantasy. So if that interests you, I will be getting way, way more deeply into this with the Autumn Equinox module. I'm so excited about the Autumn Equinox because I'm a freak about September. It's my birthday month. I freaking love Maybon and the Autumn Equinox. Fall is my favorite time of year. It's the best movies. It's the best books. It's the best fashion. And clearly, it's the best trees. So very exciting. I love sweater weather. So maybe that's why I got all jacked up on this idea that I have about doing a Facebook contest. So some of you saw and commented on a Facebook video that I did last week asking if you'd rather watch videos of mine on Facebook or YouTube. And most people said Facebook, but there were quite a few people also that wanted to see them on YouTube. I will do both, but I'm just doing this contest on Facebook, and it will involve three videos, and they will just be on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook or you don't know where I am on Facebook, I'm Joanna DeVoe, super easy to find. And I made that decision not only because more people said, yeah, do Facebook videos, I like these best, but also because the numbers speak for themselves, which is a really good BizWitch tip for those of you who have online businesses and use video. I got twice the views on a Facebook video than I get on a YouTube video, and it happened fast. It was like, woo, all of a sudden. All these views popped up and people were watching it. So that was impressive, and that's partly why I decided to do this, because I want to reach the most people. Anyway, about this contest, starting tomorrow, the next module for Autumn Equinox for the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, it's going to be on pre-order until Saturday at 10 p.m., and it's going to be at a discounted rate, so you can buy it for $15. It's already super affordable at $20, which is the regular price, but just for a few days this week, you'll be able to pick it up for $15, and then there's going to be a contest, so you'll have three chances this week to win a scholarship. Yay, free! And to take the Autumn Equinox module for free. You can go visit www.psychospiritualwheel.com right now if you want to look at what is the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, but I don't have the Autumn Equinox module information up yet. But you can scroll through and look at the past modules and see what it's all about. Like I said, a big theme for this one is going to be making your life strong, which to me, I think of when I think about people, animals, especially like storing away for the winter and gearing up for that. Something about that made me start thinking about making your life strong, and I wanted to really explore that with this module. So, like I said, we're doing a contest on Facebook. You're going to have three chances. They will all be presented in video form through Facebook videos to win a scholarship. If you can afford the $15 or the $20 later, I would love it if you didn't apply for the scholarship, because I know there's some people who can't afford it who would love to take the program. I know this because they write to me. So I would recommend just buy the dang thing for $15 and let somebody who actually really can't afford to do the program, let them win the free scholarship so we can all do it together and it can be a happy, good time. And yeah, so that's going to be happening on Facebook. I'm super excited about it. And I am ending this episode with 2 minutes to spare, which hardly ever happens. Yes. I hope that you had an awesome Labor Day weekend. Mine was a 4-day weekend. And I'll see you again Tuesday. I'll see you on Facebook, I hope, tomorrow. Much love. Peace.